Blackstone presents Advent by Seth Ring. This book is read by Pavi Prochko. 1. The terminal beeped softly, and Mark's shoulders dropped in sharp relief. He knew he had enough credits since he had finally gotten paid, but the possibility of rejection still haunted him. Hoping his relief wasn't showing on his face, he stepped through the open doors onto the train, looking around in a vain hope that he'd find a seat. Like normal, nothing available. With a sigh, he moved to the other end of the car, wedging himself between a seat and the exit door. With barely a hum, the train took off, moving from a standstill to blistering speed in a fraction of a second without any noticeable shift in inertia. Catching sight of the faintly glowing mana circuit tracing its complex pattern along the ceiling, Mark idly wondered if they had built in the inertia dampening effect, or if the lack of movement was just a byproduct of good insulation. As always, the train cars were packed with commuters heading back from their jobs or from the training camps. A few young men and women still dressed in bright blue school uniforms sat a bit farther down the car, chatting quietly with each other. Mark felt a pang in his chest, unsure if it was nostalgia, a desire to experience the camaraderie of school once more, or the dull pain of missing friends. With a sigh, Mark turned away, looking out over the city that blurred past. New Emery was best described as strong, with little thought for the elegance of civilization. But to Mark's eyes, it carried a brutal and enduring beauty. Bright lights lit the center of the city, highlighting the massive skyscrapers that dominated the central district. That light, driven by the giant mana refineries hidden under the city, grew dimmer and dimmer the farther it got from the city center, and as his eyes moved out into the surrounding rings, the buildings got smaller as well. Everything in the city, every institution, every organization, every business, was oriented around one thing: the Exlian threat. The ever-present, ever-growing horde of mutating monsters who roamed the wilderness. Mark's life was no exception. Catching sight of a bitter smile in the glass, Mark quickly tried to correct his expression. He knew from personal experience that it was better to keep up a chipper appearance, or at the very least, something neutral that wouldn't automatically put others on guard. Pushing aside the frustration threatening to boil up inside him, Mark tilted the back of his head against the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?